We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back to the Cook and Pony Show. I'm Ron Cook. Thanks for finding us on this snowy, rainy, dreary, ugly Wednesday morning. We're talking sports. Penguins, a topic on the table. The 5-4 win over Vegas last night. So much to talk about. Asking you for your greatest moment. Was it the Fleury tribute, which was cool? Was the Ryan Shazier moment, which was really cool? How about some of the Penguins' great plays, the passing plays? Kessel to Malkin for a goal. Malkin to Kessel for a goal. How about Ryan Reeves stepping up last night? Ian Cole stepping up. Cole has three goals, I believe, this year. Two of them are against Fleury. He scored the only goal in the December game. The Penguins were beaten by Fleury 2-1 in Vegas. Cole got that goal, and then he had the one last night. I said, Fleury's going to see you in his nightmares. He goes, what are you talking about? We're great friends. He was beaming from ear to ear. Guy's pretty happy to be back in the lineup. Speaking of back, let's get back to the phone, starting with John. Hey, John, welcome to the show. How are you today?
I'm doing great, Ron. Good morning, you too. Hey, listen, I'm just wondering if Sullivan, you know, I see him as a really, really cagey coach, and I'm just wondering if he spends the first half of the year just kind of trying different combinations, new people, throwing things around, and almost keeping a wet blanket on things so they don't get too hot too soon. Because I think in sports, and I guess they're all like this, but in the NHL, it really matters, you know, how you come into the playoffs. If you peak too early, you're out real fast. And I just, you know, I'm just wondering if that's what he's doing with Cole. If he's holding him back, if he's pushing buttons, you know, to try to get these guys all to explode at the right time. And the way things are looking right now, it looks like things are coming together pretty good.
Yeah, you know, I don't know, John, how you hold a team back. I think he was experimenting, was doing different things, and he's benched people at key times, including Cole. He sat Reeves out. Now Reeves comes back and says he has something to prove. There's no doubt he knows what he's doing as a coach. I mean, look at what he's done here. It's hard to argue 8-8 in playoff series and 2-for-2 in cups in his two season here. I don't know if that was his plan. I don't think he wanted to quite go into the second half of the season before getting things going. But he certainly, whatever, if that was his plan to get it going now, it's working because they're just playing some great hockey right now. I'll give them the Jersey game on Saturday. They were awful that night, and they questioned the effort afterwards. But that was a day right after the Washington game. And you're not going to play great every of all 82 games. But with 27 left, John, they're looking pretty good to me, you know?
Agreed. Very good, yep.
All right, John, have a great day. Be safe out there, man. Let's go to Paul. He's up. Hey, Paul, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks, Ron. I was at the game last night.
Lucky you. Lucky you. You were fortunate,
yeah, well,
fortunate to be in the building. You picked the right night.
Sure did. I use partial season tickets. There's not a chance in the world I was going to give those up and sell them to anybody. I mean, that was a big night. I'd love the tribute, particularly the standing O for Fleury. I was in a seat essentially right behind him, and like he didn't know what to do. It just kept going and going and going. And I think, like you said, the video tribute was tremendous.
First class. Yeah. The Penguins do that as well as anybody in sports. And you know, Fleury, I saw in the paper today. I went to the Penguins locker room. I wrote about Ian Cole in the paper today. But Fleury said he was glad he had a mask on because he was tearing up. And how do you not tear up when you get that kind of welcome back? It's very few athletes that can leave a city and come back and get that kind of adulation, you know?
Yeah, well, he's an emotional guy, and it's always positive emotions. That's what makes him great. Now, on the Cole goal, from my perspective, when Ian made that fake to shoot, the defense just left, and he had an open net to go at Fleury, and he hit a great shot.
He did it. How about Reeves' goal, too? I mean, who sees that coming? That was a great pass by Sheahan. Sheahan's starting to show me something a little bit here at center, that third-line center. He's played well with Kessel. Now, Kessel had to move up with Malkin after the Kunako injury yesterday. But Sheahan has showed me something. I'm not quite as desperate for a third-line center now as maybe I was before.
Yeah, he's skating well. He is. The other thing that I haven't heard mentioned is that the Golden Knights had three delayed game penalties shooting the puck over the glass.
Brought back memories of the Penguins game in Game 6 against Washington 2 years ago, doesn't it?
Yep. Well, they had a fourth, but the officials got together and just said, no, we can't do that again. But that one was near me. It absolutely was a delayed game.
Well, Paul,
now,
you
the
got.
Other thing,
go ahead quickly. You saw a great one last night. Go ahead, finish up.
Yeah, so quickly, the fans did a perfect job paying a tribute to Mark and rooting for the Penguins. I was astounded how perfect that was.
Well, the Shazier moment was pretty cool, too, for me, Paul. That's for sure. I thought that was the highlight of the night, seeing that kid actually trying to stand up and doing it with help. Now, I'll give you that. He had a little bit of help, but I thought it was just a great, great moment overall. All right, we're going to take a break for the High Noon update here. When we come back, Ed Bouchette's going to join me, my pal and colleague from the Post-Gazette, talk about Super Bowl 52. Ed was there. Talk about the Hall of Fame vote. Alan Fanick, it didn't make it. Ed is on the Hall of Fame voting committee. He'll give us a little bit of insight into that. Talk to him about that. Talk to him about some comments Le'Veon Bell and Jerome Bettis made last week. Talk to him about Josh McDaniels turning down the Indianapolis Colts job after taking it and then reneging on it and staying in New England. So we got a lot of ground to cover with Ed. We will get back into the hockey, I can assure you of that. Bob Grove coming along at noon. Bob Pompeiani at 1 o'clock. As well. We are just getting started, about 1 hour in the books, three to go yet. I'm Ron Cook. The show is Cook and Pony. The station, as always, Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.